talk about on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Well, we're going to start with a little follow-on, if you like, to our programme on Friday. And those of you who were tuned in on Friday might recall that we were talking about punctuality and the whole Irish thing of sometimes not turning up on time, and the Irish thing of, you know, 8 o'clock doesn't really mean 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock can sometimes mean 8:10 or 8:30. And we had quite an interesting debate about that with a very nice gentleman called Derry, who joined us from Tralee Toastmasters. But arising out of that, a chap called Ted, who's a businessman from Cork, happened to be in Kerry, and he tuned into Radio Kerry, and he was listening to what we were saying about punctuality. And he got in touch with us with his four best pieces of advice for business and for life. And I thought they were worth sharing with you. His number one piece of advice, which of course was the reason he got in touch with us, was be punctual and show up on time. The second thing was do what you say you'll do. The third piece of advice was finish what you start. And the fourth piece of advice was always have your manners and say please and thank you. So I thought that was very interesting. And then that got me thinking about life advice in general. And I'm sure everybody listening this afternoon has some piece of advice that was given to them, be it by their granddad, their first boss, their best friend, or somebody they really respected. Maybe it was something they heard on the television and that piece of advice stuck with them. And if you do have those gems of advice and you'd like to share them with us, we're all ears this afternoon. And to get the ball rolling, I'm joined in studio to talk to us about the best piece of advice he ever got by James Finnegan, who is president of Tralee Toastmasters this year. James, it's always good to see you.
Well, thank you so very much for the invitation, Deirdre. I loved Pat's pieces of advice there, and I think they're wonderful. And Pat, if I can give you a piece of advice, it's keep listening to Radio Kerry.
It was Ted, actually, was
Ted,
his name.
Sorry.
But anyway, Ted.
Well, Pat can listen as well.
And whoever Pat is, he can listen as well. Did you ever get one piece of advice as a young man or an older man or whatever that would have stuck in your head, James, and that you keep with you?
Well, ironically, there's one piece that has always stuck with me, and it was one of the pieces that you've just mentioned there by Ted. When my father was leaving RD County Louth to go to London, way back then, his mother gave him a piece of advice. And she told him, always say please and thank you. And that's always struck me as its simplicity. But it's wonderful, that simple common courtesy that gets you through all those difficult journeys and introductions, but by just being pleasant, say please and thank you. And it's something that I've always tried to maintain and pass on to my children and grandchildren.
Yeah, and I have to say, James, you're exceedingly polite always.
Thank
so
you.
You took that piece of advice. And you know what, just to stay on the subject of manners for a moment, sadly, I think sometimes with parenting, maybe it's about a sad reflection of parenting. Sometimes I think you come across children who don't have good manners. And, you know, it was drummed into me. I've drummed it into my daughter. And I think it's so important, isn't it?
Well, it's that social interaction. It just makes life so much easier. A little bit of courtesy. We have lost it. We've lost it so quickly. We lose it on text messages, you know. As you were discussing with Derry there on Friday, the simple courtesy of being on time. Or if you are delayed, I'm sorry I'm late, but don't be still at home saying, yeah, I'll be with you now in 5 minutes. They're the little gems that help my life go through that little bit more smoothly.
So your dad got that advice from his dad?
No, from his mother.
Oh, from his mother. And he obviously told you, and you kept that with you. Was there ever any other piece of advice that you got that resonated with you?
Well, I've always felt my first boss was wonderful. He was, some would say, crazy. But he insisted, he was the manager of a bank, of a branch of a bank. And he insisted on knowing how every system worked. Whenever it came in, he sat down for a day and did it. And again, that was very similar to my father. So he knew every system, therefore there could be no excuses why things went wrong, because his attitude to life was simple. He couldn't stand people without enthusiasm. people had to be up and at them. Give it 100%. If you're wrong, you're wrong. But at least you'll learn from it. But enthusiasm is the most important factor that you could do for any job. And when you think about it, there are days when even you would get up and say, oh gosh, you know, the radio again, you know, what am I going to say? But when you attack with enthusiasm, with joy, with creativity, you get through so much. And that feeds on the people around.
Absolutely. And there's nothing worse than someone who completely lacks that enthusiasm, because they suck the energy out of the room.
Oh, well, that's what they get, the energy vampires. You just feel it just drifting out. But if you have someone with a bit of enthusiasm, a bit of get up and go, and everyone kind of moses along, and by the time the job is done, and before they even realise it.
Yeah, and it's all done. Do you think the giving of enthusiasm, James, I want to explore that for a moment, or the giving of advice, rather. I think we tend to give loads of advice to young people, particularly teenagers and people in their 20s. And I wonder too, like, does it reach a point where they just zone out because they think you're a fossil and you know nothing and you've never lived? So should you be more, how will I put it, economical with your pieces of advice, to life advice to younger people, do you think?
We are phenomenally good at giving advice. We're awfully bad at taking advice. And I think that time as a parent, when you're giving advice, when you're talking to your children, and you hear yourself say the same things that your parents said to you, you suddenly realise, there's the Rubicon, there's the line. They're different generations now, and you can't pontificate as perhaps we were pontificated too. But you can also have to let them find their own way and make their own mistakes, and then you can recover, regroup and whatever. But yes, as a father and as a grandfather, the number of times I have to chew my lip rather than say something that I know is going to go down badly, because as I say, we're very good at giving advice, too good.
And should you give advice to a young person when they're in good form, or just apropos nothing in a casual conversation maybe? Because sometimes I think if you give them advice when they're upset or angry about something, it kind of falls on deaf ears.
I think you're right, and I think you have to be careful the time you give the advice and what advice you give. You have to let them almost come to you looking for it. And it's easy to, depends on your relationship, it depends on whether you're related by family. Some of the great advice I got was from my uncles and aunts, cousins. So, a parent can turn around and say, don't do that. And it won't be listened to. But a grandparent has great flexibility to be able to turn around and say, do you think about that? Would you like to try something else? Is that a good idea? I think it depends on the relationship. I envy parents who can communicate with their children. Perhaps we'd have a lot fewer social problems if there was better communication between parents and children.
And teachers as well can be an immense source of advice. You often hear great people, high achievers, successful politicians, and they often hark back to one particular teacher who said something to them and that had a huge effect. So one piece of advice can actually have a massive effect on somebody's life.
Absolutely. Not only teachers, but we now have fancy names for them. We have mentors.
Mentors,
We have coaches. We have no shortage of books of advice. And you're quite right, Deirdre. The number of world leaders, the number of people that have had their lives turned round by just one person, just that one person turning around and saying, I think you can do this. I think you should give this a go. And it's turned their whole lives differently. I think we need to be aware of the power of our words, and I think we need to be aware of the power of our inspiration.
We got some lovely ones. I actually put this up on social media earlier today, and I asked people on Twitter and on Facebook what was their piece of life advice that they got. I love this one. This was the first one that came in. It came in from Etain, and she said the piece of advice she most remembers is when she was learning to drive. She said, every time you sit behind the wheel, consider yourself to be the only sane driver on the road. I still do, she says. I thought that was brilliant. Travis was in touch with us via Twitter. He said, if you're not careful, a job can quickly become your career. Ken via Facebook said, turn up every single day. And that's a bit like what you said earlier.
Yeah.
The enthusiasm. Another one was, and this is a great one, no task is beneath you. Don't put yourself above anyone or anything. Work hard in silence and let success make the noise.
They're wonderful, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
And I particularly like the driving instructor, because if there's one recommendation I would do is never teach your children how to drive.
That's your one piece of life advice for today, is it? Wonderful. A few more that came in, and thank you to all the listeners, and please keep them coming. Another one was, start as you mean to go on. I mean, that's an old one, but it's still very true. And Kate got in touch with us via Twitter as well, and her piece of advice was, it's just as easy to do the right thing as the wrong thing. That reminds me of something the nuns used to say to us years ago.
I'm sure. I'd add another couple. I would advise everyone to read a lot, because you'd be amazed what you learn in learning from different people's viewpoints. And everyone needs time to read, to think, to contemplate, argue your own long-held beliefs. I think reading is a wonderful way of learning.
Absolutely. And my favourite piece of advice would be, what other people think of you is none of your business.
I came across that seems to be popping up regularly these last couple of days on social media. And I think, isn't that wonderful?
It is, absolutely. What other people think of you is none of your business. We'll leave it there, James, but it's always great to have you on the programme and popping into us. By the way, while you're here, just on the subject of Toastmasters, you're back in action for the autumn-winter.
We're back in action, yes, indeed. And tonight is our second meeting up in St Brendan's Parochial Hall at Upper Rock Street. And thanks to all the good people and Father Porrick for welcoming us so warmly. We had a great first meeting, and people that hadn't seen each other for over 2 years. Because of the pandemic, and it was very emotional for a lot of people. For one thing, we weren't in that kind of Muppet Show square where you could just see the head.
Yes, indeed.
So, you know, we had to put on pants and things like that.
Wonderful. Listen, great to have you in studio, James. Thanks for coming in and chatting to us.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Talk About on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.